First, I want to ask, how did you manage to fit all those books into this month's issue?
I didn't fit nearly as many as I wanted to. That's for sure. So, but we are featuring books this month for June. Our central theme is Pages of Enchantment. We profile some of the great books put out by some of our favorite Southern New Mexico authors. Book guru Denise Chavez has written a column for us about books and reading and inspiration. Her father was a large inspiration for her, so it's also tied in with Father's Day. We have several reviews of new exciting book selections, including the one about the geology of Southern New Mexico, Emily, which is a story in poetry, which is by a past Silver City poet laureate, Beate Sigurdardottir. We have a historical novel told from the point of view of the bad guys, and a book of essays about writing put together by the Borderland Writers Co-op called Deep Down and Dirty Writing Secrets. Also, Las Cruces newsman Mike Cook provides an overview of some Las Cruces authors and their books as well.
And longtime Desert Exposure readers will be happy to hear that one of their potentially favorite columnists is coming back.
Right. So Henry Lightcap's journal was a column for 10 years. He hung up his typewriter in 2014, but for this laid-back time of the world, we've coaxed him out of his creaky red chair for a reprise of his column. He does reflect upon things from his red chair, so it's a great column. It's very positive and relaxing.
And one thing that's positive is the reopening of our economy, the ability to start venturing out a little bit. So whether it's art or great dining, Desert Exposure has some options for you.
We do. We have art and gallery and studio listings, which we haven't run for a month or two because nothing's been open. But since things are starting to open again, we do have those lists back in place. We also have a restaurant list called Red and Green, which celebrates area restaurants. And when I say area, I pretty much mean all of Southern New Mexico. So you can open those pages and find your town and find a place to go and eat. We also have a Grant County weekly events page, which has a lot of different meetings that occur every month. And, we cut those down to the phone numbers so that you can call and make sure that whatever it is you want to do is open for business.
Good idea, for sure. And one thing, sadly, that is not going to be taking place this year that is an area favorite is Raft the Rio. But like so many others, they have found a way to adapt.
They have found a wonderful way to adapt that inspires the creativity of folks who are staying at home, because all you need to do is make a creative and fun raft out of recycled materials, and that option is still open, and you don't even need to make one big enough to hold people and float down the river. You can just make one that's big enough to float in your bathtub or float in the mud puddle. And then submit that to the Kiwanis Club of Las Cruces Facebook page, because they are the sponsors of the event. There are still cash prizes available. It's the deadline is the end of June.
Okay, super. Thank you very much for a preview of this month's Desert Exposure, Alva.
Thank you, Casey.